Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, that bitter row over speaking rights will see a vote of confidence in the Crown Court of Rona Murphy in the Dáil today. It is one that the Coalition is expected to win, but will the government and the opposition be able to move on from the toxic row that has dominated the House since the government was formed and blocked any meaningful work being done since the very start of the year? Well, let's first get a flavour of what's going on at Leinster House today with our reporter Barry Lennon, who is there. So Barry, what's the atmosphere like? Who you have been talking to? What are they saying?
Yeah, just here at the gates of Leinster House, Clare, another new chapter in the history of this old place this afternoon. As for the first time since the first sitting of Dáil Éireann on the 21st of January 1919, a confidence motion in a Crown Corla. And this, of course, as you alluded to, coming after some of the most unseemly scenes perhaps ever witnessed here in the 106 years of Dáil sittings, amidst that bitter speaking rights row, which now ticks from January, February, March into April. That motion in Verona Murphy, who has rejected calls for her to resign. She hasn't publicly addressed the issue bar statement, but it is understood she is adamant she has done nothing wrong here and she will survive this afternoon's motion. It's now, of course, a motion of confidence put down by the government. The reason being for this will allow government ministers to essentially open the debate and then speak at the end and perhaps, they hope, shape the narrative. It's likely that government speakers will point to the significant challenges now facing the country with that looming tariffs announcement coming tomorrow from America. Now, the motion is due to be heard in the Dáil chamber here just around 4 o'clock, with a vote penciled in for 5-7. Will Verona Murphy chair the debate in her own position as Crown Corla? That should become apparent around 12 noon, I am told, where the last Crown Corla, Fianna Fáil's John McGuinness, he is on standby. But really, the expectation here is talking to both those in government and the opposition is that the government passed the new speaking arrangements by 94 votes to 74 votes last week. Perhaps another comfortable victory again later on when that motion is put towards the House. But what happens next? That is the million-dollar question, where perhaps some of the opposition maybe now have the mind to move on and others keen to have their way on this bitter row which has engulfed the Dáil.
So is that your sense of it, that there's sort of differing views amongst the opposition? Because, you know, as you say there, if this vote of confidence passes, as expected, given the numbers, the opposition have a choice to make then, don't they?
That is it. Yes. Do they continue with further disruption? Do they perhaps block or disrupt the formation of Oireachtas committees, which is supposed to get underway at long last, some might say, after today's motion? Or do they now just get on with the job? Talking to some in the opposition, they were saying, look, we were back in the constituencies over the weekend. There was much anger about Michael Lowry and that gesture last week, and indeed about the speaking arrangements, but also a move to get on with business. As I speak, there's even an education protest here at the gates of the Dáil this morning, which protesters critical of both government and opposition about the situation in their constituency. Some issues always to the fore. Others in the opposition, it'll be interesting to see what Sinn Féin, perhaps, how they will approach this afternoon's debate and motion, and People Before Profit. Might they be minded to continue disruption? Of course, some of the opposition also pouring through the videos and transcripts of last week to see that was everything legally adhered to as well. But really, the paradigms of politics around here have been upended somewhat by this row. We have seen a united opposition, and maybe the key play after today's motion is whether the opposition will continue to be in unison around their approach to the Crown Corla, Verona Murphy, and indeed to these new speaking arrangements.
Now, Barry, this decision by the Dublin Bay North TD, independent TD Barry Hennigan, to move seats. He wants to distance himself from Michael Lowry. That's an interesting one which emerged late last night. Has there been any response yet from Michael Lowry?
Yes, and this, of course, ahead of tomorrow, when the regional independents will have their new speaking rights slot, which has caused all those scenes over the last few weeks and months. That's scheduled for 12:55 in the Dáil chamber tomorrow. But Barry Heenan, as you say, yes, he said he has been described as annoyed at what he termed the toxic and intimidating behaviour that he has faced since pictured with Michael Lowry in the Dáil chamber last week. He's requested to move seats. He's written to Micheál Martin, but no response as of yet from from the Tipperary North Independent TD, Michael Lowry, who of course sits behind the People Before Profit, Paul Murphy, Ruth Coppinger and Richard Boyd Barrett. He should be here later, so we will see if he has anything to say. But as of now, Barry Heenahan looking to move seats away from Michael Lowry, whom he negotiated the programme of for government with.
OK, Barry, thank you so much for that update from Leinster House. That's our reporter, Barry Lenehan. Now, I'm also joined by Finian McGrath, who's a former government minister, of course, and former TD for Dublin Bay North. Finian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire.
We were just talking to Barry there about Barry Hennigan's decision to move away from Michael Lowry, or to make that request at least. And people will know that he's your protege. Did you advise him on this?
Well, first of all, no. Barry Heenan is very much his own man, Claire. He's a very strong and decisive new, freshly elected independent. Of course, I give him advice, like many of our election team as well. But can I also say that Barry Heenan is one of those new, fresh TDs with a love and vision for his country that wants to deliver, not pontificate about issues like tariffs and housing and disability and Beaumont Hospital and the Irish language. He's a brave and decisive young person. Yes, he's fed up with the shenanigans in the Dáil and with the distraction that has happened, and that's why he moved his seat.
And what did you tell him to do? Or what did you advise him to do? And I accept that he's his own person, but you did advise him, you've said that. So what did you say? What words of advice did you have?
Well, essentially, the advice was, and it came from all of our team, was that we needed to assert that Barry Heenan is a new independent TD that supports the programme for government, and his only objective is to deliver on issues like Beaumont Hospital, Skull Rockram, and issues like that. That's his objective, and he wants to get on with the job of doing
it. So you felt, Finian, that all of this was damaging to him?
Sorry?
Did you feel that everything that was going on was damaging to him, or what was it that pushed it over the line?
Perception in politics didn't look well from our point of view, but the bottom line is Barry is putting this fire out now. He's asserting his independence. He's an independent TD. He's his own man, and he's supporting the programme for government. He's not half in and half out, as people are saying. He supports the programme for government. If you look at the disability section, the housing section, Barry Heenan's fingerprints are all over the programme for government.
Finian, can I ask you this? Is he an opposition TD who supports the government, or is he an independent TD that supports the government?
He's an independent TD that supports the programme for government. Mm-hmm. And if the government deliver on the issues that he got elected and had the honour of being elected by the people of Dublin Bay North, he'll stick with the programme.
Because that's interesting, because Michael Lowry wants to be an opposition TD who supports the government. But you're saying to me that's not what Barry is.
But I think some people are missing the core point. A few weeks ago, that was the situation. But the government sat down with the opposition and they hammered out a compromise. And then they allowed for an extra 8 minutes. And there should be no big deal about that. We have a crisis in the country tomorrow morning in relation to tariffs. And here we are still talking this nonsense. Mm-hmm. And what I'm really disturbed about as well is with the abuse and the carry-on and the shouting and roaring last week on the Dáil and the two fingers as well has damaged the broader political sector. And I think I'm very annoyed because I'm just on the way to address a group of new students in Castleknock this morning, and I was in UCD last week. New people want to get into politics, but by God, when they see the carry-on going on the Dáil, you'd worry about them if they want to come in and do something for their country.
I mean, you bring up the hand gesture, and Barry was in that picture. Well, you know, the still that was used from the video. He was in a lot of those pictures, wasn't he?
Absolutely, and it had nothing to do with him at all. He actually stood up to try and get out of the shot when he saw Paul Murphy doing the doing the video. Mm-hmm. And I also think it's disgraceful, by the way, the carry-on of Paul Murphy inside the chamber. I just think it's unacceptable to be filming member colleagues between votes that could be laughing and talking to other people, but the perception wasn't good. But the Barry Heenan that I know is a good young TD.
Have you a bigger problem with the hand gesture or with the filming?
Oh no, I have a bigger problem with the hand gesture, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also have an issue about the filming as well.
Right.
I don't think that's acceptable. But sorry, Claire, I have one other bigger issue though. Was the heckling of the Taoiseach on the day that he was not allowed to speak in our parliament?
Back at the start of this,
that was an absolute disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. And I just don't, I don't think it got the recognition that it should have had by a lot of the debate in the, over the last week.
Tell me,
to have the Taoiseach of your country shouted down during leaders' question. Sorry, no, I would not accept that in any way.
Okay, and you know, we've had people say on this programme that it wouldn't be acceptable in any workplace. I think most people would agree with that.
Right.
But just going back to Barry's decision, like, is he still on the same team as Michael Lowry? Has he fallen out with Michael Lowry, or what's the deal?
Barry, the deal is Barry is a member of the regional group. It's a technical group. There's no leaders. He's focused on the programme for government, the stuff that he got into the programme for government. Mm-hmm. That's his objective. He's staying independent, and he will fight like hell for the people of Dublin, Bay North.
But he's embarrassed by what Michael Lowry has brought to his doorstep. Is that fair?
Well, I'll put it like this. Politics is about perception. And we've put that fire out this morning, and you'll see in the chamber where Barry is sitting.
Okay. And has that been approved by Micheál Martin? Because he asked him, didn't he? He wrote to him.
Well, of course, Barry, out of courtesy to the Taoiseach, Barry was on to the Taoiseach last week about it. They had a good chat about it. That sorted. And then he wrote formally. By the way, it'd be worth reading the letter that Barry wrote to the Taoiseach as well, because he outlines his concerns and his clear objectives. And it's about delivering on issues like Beaumont Hospital.
And that's the third time you've told us about his concerns. Finian, fair play to you. Thanks very much for being with us. Finian McGrath there, former government minister and former TD for Dublin Bay North. Dr. Jennifer Kavanagh is with us as well, law lecturer at the South East Technological University. So Jennifer, we know the vote of confidence is expected to pass this evening, that in the Cown Corla. Can Verona Murphy continue though if she doesn't have the support of the opposition in reality?
Morning, Claire. Yes, look, Verona can continue once she has the majority that will pass the motion no confidence. But at the end of the day, Verona may survive, but it is making the office of Ceann Comhairle extremely political. And there was originally the mistake about the opposition, not opposition issue. Even Eoin O'Malley referenced in his column over the weekend the way that she said she could deliver more for Wexford by being the Ceann Comhairle. There's a reason why the Ceann Comhairle doesn't get subject for election for the next general election is because they should be so busy dealing with the role of Ceann Comhairle that they're not getting involved in constituency issues. So she's had a very bad start. She will survive the confidence motion, but it's the long-term repercussions that are there from this office becoming so political. That is where I have the concerns on this.
Mm-hmm. So where do you think this goes from here? I mean, as Barry Lennon was explaining to us, the opposition now will likely have a decision to make after this.
Yes. So, I mean, Barry is completely correct. Half of the concern is this is getting ridiculous. This is getting out of hand with both what's going on with Donald Trump and America and also the speaking rights. We do have these external challenges that are coming down the road. We need a functioning Dáil. We need the functioning committees. So I would say that the committees will get established, but the fight isn't over. And I think Verona Murphy will be watched very, very carefully by the opposition on any sort of colour of possible bias or undue influence going on there. So I think that she will have a very hard job ahead of her. But there is also the issue that you could still have some TDs who are in the opposition who may still feel very, very annoyed by this. It doesn't take the whole opposition to do this. One or two TDs can actually do this, and they could actually take this to the courts. And I know that might sound over the top. You know, normally the courts don't want to touch the Oireachtas with a barge pole, but some days they do need to get out the barge pole. And it has actually happened before where we have had a number of TDs going to court. So back in 2019, there was Breed Smith, Richard Boyd Barrett, Gino Kenny and Paul Murphy. They went to the High Court about the use of the money message. And Seán Fáil, as said, was the Ceann Comhairle at the time. So they've all had their challenges with this. And while that case didn't move on, it did cross the threshold of, look, there's a significant issue here that people are very excited about. Mm-hmm. It has reached the threshold, so let them ventilate it.
Okay.
As I said, it didn't progress, but it did meet the threshold.
Right, so there are big decisions to be made and it certainly isn't over yet. Jennifer Kavanagh, thank you for joining us on the programme. Coming up after the break, the Cabinet is discussing the hard choices that Trump's tariffs may force this government to take.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.